Universal smart ceiling fan, remote control, and dimmer light switch functions. 3-speed ceiling fan remote, off timer, dimming by Amazon.com, line 37A3577. Quick start, desolder, flash, reinstall. No pins need configured. Open Beacon takes care of the Tuya TX RX auto magically. Place the autoexec.bat on the device file system and reboot. Grab the HAMQTT YAML near the bottom of this post. Line 37A3577. Manufacturer: Sansheng, Zhongshan. But it's branded or unbranded under various names. Model: RE028W. Chipset: CB2S. Module: firmware V2.1.6. MCU firmware 1.0.0. Replacement: ESP8685-Room3H4. Notes: the unit connects electrically to load and neutral without a ground. Primary distributors: Parrot Uncle, subsidiary of Eileen Gray's Network Technology. Model: GA303, Fecotes. Model: SST28, potential FCCID. 2AX7R, RE021, about the board. The unit ships with a Beacon BK7231N on a CB2S. On the front of the chip, only CEN pin was soldered to the board. On the back of the chip, all pins were soldered to the board. However, the only important pins seem to be Tuya underscore RX and Tuya TX. ESP8685W Room 3 is a direct drop-in replacement, just with different pin names. CB2S, CEN, 3V3, Ground, RX1, TX1, P24, P26, ESPX, underscore EN, 3V3, Ground, RX, TX, IO5, IO4. Tuya Cloud Controls and Device Info. Prior to flashing the device, I tried to gather as much information I could regarding the stock functionality. Below are the features available in the Tuya Cloud app and version info provided. In the Tuya Dev Project, below are the Tuya JSON and Standard Instruction Set. JSON Editor, Standard Instruction Set. Home Assistant Debug Info for Tuya Cloud Integration. Tuya Data Points for DPID Assignment. Flashing and configuring. Once I acquired all of the data I believed to be available, I desoldered the CB2S from the unit and flashed it using BK7231 Flasher 1.1.2. Getting the module into flash mode was easy. Simply tap the CEN pin to ground while BK Flasher is first attempting to read the bus. Reading the output for the template/GPIO config had me concerned. Dumping the config from LT chip tool yielded similar concerns. I proceeded with the flash. Once complete, I soldered the chip back into the unit and reassembled everything. For testing, I hooked it up to mains power and used alligator clips to attach a lamp for testing. I connected to the Open Beacon web app at 192.168.4.1 on its default broadcasting SSID and reconfigured it to connect to my IoT network. I thought GPIO5/GPIO4 were going to be my magic pins, with GPIO20/GPIO21RX/TX for Tuya MCU comms. This is when the fun started. It turns out that Open Beacon communicated with the Tuya MCU out of the box, without needing to configure any pins. The rest of the pins do nothing, and all of the configuration is channel-based using the autoexec.bat. After much debugging and button presses on the RF remote, I was able to develop the below autoexec.bat. Autoexec.bat should contain the below content and be uploaded to the file system of the Open Beacon flash device. This should provide all the necessary functionality, with a few things to note. Temp value, DPID 23, is marked read-only. Either I don't have any bulbs that use this feature, or the feature doesn't work. Low, mid, high should enable the feature. Fan direction, DPID 63, is also marked read-only. The unit has a solder point, and the feature shows up in Tuya Cloud. However, it was not mentioned in the product description nor manual, and the wiring is not included with the device. It's probably also risky to potentially flip and reverse it while the fan is running. I assume bad things would happen. I was unable to figure out how to rename the function labels on the OpenBeacon web app for better usability, such as the timer selection is listed as fan speed. If someone knows how, I'll update the script. Home Assistant. So far, I only have a minimally viable HA integration and was only able to read the timer setting. If anyone more experienced can create a better UI and get the timer configurable, that would be great. I also need to figure out how to get MQTT to poo.